Hi, I'm Ben Lee.
And I'm Josh Radner.
We are Radner and Lee.
And this
is our music journey.
How would it feel to be free of self? If I could free myself, if only I could, if only I could, if only. How would I feel if I had a heart at peace? If I could be released, if only I could, if only I could, if only. Being like the being, 'cause the reason for the being is to be like the being, free like the being, being like the being, 'cause the reason for the being is to be.
Josh Radner recalls hearing a lot of music around the house while growing up in Central Ohio.
Well, my mom loved show tunes, and my dad was like a Jim Croce, Bob Dylan guy, and my mom was more like John Denver, Judy Collins, Barry Manilow, Peter, Paul, and Mary. I think I went and saw Peter, Paul, and Mary a couple times when they came through Columbus. So I always loved folk music and like deep melodies. There was some classical music. I took violin when I was a kid. When I started acting, it was in musicals. So then I fell pretty hard for musicals. When I was in college, I just, you know, my musical world exploded and it's continued to explode.
Meanwhile, Ben Lee remembers having a record of Jack and the Beanstalk while growing up in Australia.
It was like a vinyl record of like a British pantomime show, and I knew it back to front. I listened to it every day. It was like, I played this thing, I knew every word. And once in kindergarten, actually, the teachers, they had an emergency, and she had to go out of the class, and so she sat me on a table at the front of the class, and I just did the record from beginning, because she knew I could do it, and it bought her about 45 minutes, but it crossed over into pickup time, and the parents started arriving, and they came into the kindergarten class, and there's just like one of the students sitting there singing all the songs from this British pantomime, doing all the voices. So I just, I loved it. That was a, yeah.
Well, I didn't even know that story.
And I'm finding some okayness deep inside this veil of tears. Some call it delusion, I call it getting on in years. Falling upward, the pain of youth is gone. One day my plaintive mourning turned into a lovely song. Falling upward, each step a quiet.
Radner's acting career took off in 2005 as one of the co-stars of the TV series How I Met Your Mother. It's right around that time Radner and Lee met and became fast friends. Lee has been a solo artist for 25 years, so this music collaboration helped both of them in different ways.
It's almost like I had to learn how to get married. I was more ready to get married than I was to be in a band. That's how unnatural to me it is to sublimate my own desire to just control a project. But now at this point in my life, it's a thrill. And to get to do it with one of my best friends and to just sort of be exploring being a team player and the power of two minds and two hearts, I was just used to being all about me. What's happening now is I'm seeing like, wow, we're stronger as a pair in some ways, you know? And for me, that is like just sort of a radical awakening, really.
I was on How I Met Your Mother for, I think, 9 years. And in that time, I had... Yeah.
Okay,
that's true.
You never heard of it?
We never talked about it? But in that time, it was such a... It was in so many ways like a very destabilizing time. And there were so many wonderful things. And it was also a very confusing time. So I really had to redefine what success was for me, because I wasn't happy in a certain way, certainly in the early years. But what I came to was the doing, the making of things made me really happy. I directed two films when I was on that show. After I've left that world, I just have the freedom to do things that bring me a lot of joy creatively. And that's what success feels like to me right now. And making songs with Ben and bringing them to people and recording records and learning to play guitar, it's bringing me so much joy that I'm just trusting that. I still get very nervous to do it. It still feels new, but I also trust the newness and the fear that comes up in me. It feels like good fear that I should go into, taking on new things that freak you out a little bit and triumphing over the fear and getting to the space that you never thought you could. It gives me a different sense of being a man in the world and just a human generally, because I'm not letting fear win. That feels really significant to me. If I've worked hard for anything, it's the right to make things with people I love. And this is just what this is.
Find joy in what is not yet known. So let us move to distant places, thoughts of home. Need not detain us. The great unknown seeks not to restrain us, but lifts us stage by stage to wider spaces.
The one that comes to mind is Wider Spaces, which is the first song we wrote. It's about trying to expand into new creative territory, so, and trusting it. And so for me, it was sort of like our mission statement. We're still like fulfilling it.
Yeah, I think in terms of just like a sentimental favorite, I might go with that one too. And it's true, it has become a mission statement. It's funny because we didn't know when we were writing it that it would come to really define us artistically in terms of, you know, leaving what you know and stepping into this new landscape. But we've kind of lived by what that song says.
That's surely where you're headed once you pass the test. A house of pain that had you there but as a guest. And soon you'll see the many ways that you've been blessed. All shall be well.
All shall be well. All shall be well.
All shall be well.
Manner of things shall be well. Shall be well.
All shall be well.
Things shall be well.
While this first release features 11 tracks, Radner and Lee say they have even more songs ready to go for another one.
Our songwriting is becoming a little more oblique, and the first album has some more answers on it. You know, it's yours once you give it away, which is a beautiful and I think true sentiment, but the second album is a lot more steeped in questions.
Yeah, it's so, more like it's yours once you give it away, question mark. That's kind of like the second album.
Knock it off, Ben.
Be like the being? Saying another dose of truth?
All right, we get it. We get it.
My thanks to Josh Radner and Ben Lee for their time, and especially this wonderful music collaboration. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.